RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Lots happening in Tokyo today and back home. Darren Frehel is here with the sport.
Very busy morning, Justin. The Olympic headlines this morning. Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow have made solid starts to the golf. Leona level par in a tie for 23rd place. Stephanie rallied really well with three late birdies to leave her in a tie for 36th place overall. Madeline Sagstrom leads on 5 under par. As things stand, diver Tanya Watson is inside the top 18 for qualifying for the next phase of the 10-metre platform. She's hanging in there basically in 16th place, needs to finish inside that top 18 to make it through to the semi-finals, which are tomorrow. The show jumping final gets underway at 11 a.m. Irish time. Keane O'Connor, Bertram Allen and Derek Kenny all in action there. Now in soccer, Bohemians have pulled off another fantastic result for Irish club soccer in Europe. Last night they beat Pauk 2-1 at the Aviva Stadium in the Europa Conference qualifiers. The Scot, Ali Coote, scored both goals. Bohs actually led 2-0 but conceded a late goal to allow the Greeks back into the contest. And this is a Pauk side that had 10 internationals involved in their side. Adrian Eames has been speaking to the Bohs manager Keith Long, who's been doing his best to keep the feet on the ground.
The mood is that, you know, we've done a job tonight. We're disappointed with the goal that we conceded. You know, some of the boys are bouncing around the dressing room. Some of the boys are really, really pleased, chuffed. And then, you know, but ultimately, and then you've got, you know, a more experienced level-headed group that are, you know, and keeping everybody's feet on the ground. So tonight's over now, really. And our focus, and again, this might sound a little bit boring or, you know, but it has to shift to Waterford. Like, that's what we said at the end of the game. We want more nights like this. We want to be here representing the club again in Europe next season. And it doesn't happen unless our domestic league form is looked after and taken care of.
Can I just ask you, in terms of your management of Bohemians, where does this result rank?
Of course, it has to, Adrian. It has to be right up there. Like, I mean, Pauk are a really good side. Like, you know, so in Europe, you know, we've been fantastic this year. Our performances have been really good. You know, so, you know, we all want the Irish teams to do well in Europe. We've settled into the Aviva Stadium. The fans have been absolutely fantastic for us. They've generated a cracking atmosphere again tonight. I think tonight was probably the best of the three games in terms of atmosphere, and we needed them because we needed them to drag the team to new heights. But yeah, it's right up there for sure.
And just in terms of the players, so much, Keith, has been made about the fact that they're so young, but they've been, arguably, they've become men this summer. Do you still feel they've got a fighting chance going into the second leg? Will they be confident they can still do it despite the concession of the goal tonight?
Yes, to answer your question, yes, we have a fighting chance. I think we showed that tonight, that we're capable of creating chances. It'll be very difficult, there's no doubt about that, away from home. But we kept the tie alive. We've more than done that tonight. We've won at home. You mentioned that we're a young side. I think I'd like to remind you all that we had three boys play against Pauk in 2019. Dawson Tavoy, Andy Lyons and Ross Tierney that played tonight. So that's a nice story. You know, we talk about development of young players in this country, and Bohemians, in my view, have been right up there with any club in this country at doing that.
Well done to Keith and all the squad last night. In the SSE Airtricity Women's League, Galway beat Athlone 2-1. Piemont had a 2-1 victory against Dealore Waves. They are 3 points clear at the top of the table. Kieran McGeaney will remain in charge of the Armagh Footballers next season. It'll be his 8th season in charge. 4 Irish players in the Lions team in the series decider against South Africa at the weekend. Live coverage on Saturday on 2FM. Now, the series has not been the spectacle we'd all hoped for, but coach Warren Gatland is hoping the officials can help change that this week.
I think there's two things here. One is looking at the ball and keeping the ball, and also talking to the officials about making sure that we keep the game flowing. I mean, I think that we felt like that every scrum there was an injury slowing the game down. I think we had something like 14 minutes of TMO time in the game, and we've worked pretty hard from a conditioning point of view, and it was, you know, really, really stop start, and that made it frustrating for us. And we want to keep the tempo of the game up to get the the ball in our scrums, to get the ball in quickly at lineouts, to play and to get a flow. And South Africa at the moment don't want to do that. They, you know, everything is so stop started that it does make it frustrating. I know Alan Wynne Jones was talking to the referee about on a number of occasions about keeping it going, and we had stud changes, we had TMO decisions, we had the referee stopping the game for cramp. So that'll be one of the things that I talk to the referees this week when we discuss, you know, we need to make sure that, you know, we can't have 60-odd minute halves. I mean, I think it's important that we, you know, we keep that the flow of the game. And as much from a spectator point of view, you know, we want to see some pretty good rugby, and we didn't see some great rugby played on the weekend.
Yeah, let's hope that improves on Saturday. That is All Your Sport for now.